light is on.
And I want to apologize. I may have to leave a little bit early, but I leave you in the very capable hands of my fellow commissioners. You may start.
Okay, good morning. It's meeting of the Pole and Conduit Commission, Thursday, October 31st. It is 10:06 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moradi-Ferrer, Steve Linkowskis, and T.J. Shea. First matters are administrative. Revised Cambridge Pole and Conduit Commission's policy regarding small cell wireless installations on public ways.
Okay. So just as a general matter, I know that when the agenda was first posted, there was a version that then was amended again and changed again. So just for the record, we're dealing with the very last one, which between the one that was posted and then reposted, the change was the abutter notification to condominiums was removed from the policy, as well as in 2B, the request for the applicant to provide basically the customer who would be using the attachment was removed. Other than that, nothing changed between that version that was posted and the version that we are discussing now. I just wanted to clarify that.
Madam Chair, the version being discussed, is that the version dated October 29th?
Yes, it should be. And the thing is, I am not sure because they were reposted. It depends when you printed.
So there were multiple versions dated October 29th.
There was one that said amended, yes, but I'm not quite sure. So if you look at the, you would notice it in 1E, if the version that you have talks about a butter notification to condominiums, you're working off of the wrong version.
Thank you.
But anyway, so that said, you know, just for the record, I want to thank everyone that worked on this. And all the information that we got, we obviously had a lot of legal input on this, or legal counsel input on this as well. With that said, I feel confident that at this point we're in the best position that we're going to be for a little bit.
I agree.
So I would vote to approve this as our small cell policy, replacing the one that's currently in place and going forward as of today, using this one to be the policy that's in place. I know that we also posted the license agreement. We don't have any input on that. I just posted it so that people would know what it looks like since we got questions on it. But there's nothing for us to approve in that sense, so I would just, I just want to clarify that for the record. One second. I did want to ask Commissioner Linkowskis, in terms of the height, the clarification, we're clear on what these heights now mean? Because I know that that was something that the three of us discussed in our last meeting.
Yes, I think the question was the height of the pole not to exceed 10%, but that would include the antenna.
Okay.
So in other words, I think there was a question of the 10% being an actual pole being increased by up to 10%, but then the antenna above, but it's the total installation.
Okay, and it's now, the wording here is now to your understanding and satisfaction.
Yes.
Since I'm assuming you'd be the one to check this when you go see them.
Yes.
Okay. And then Commissioner Shea, was there anything else in terms of, because I know that you had talked about the curb, and the space, and that got cleared up as
yeah.
well, and sufficient
yes.
that, okay, so we're all in understanding, and I'm sorry, we weren't going to take public testimony, but you have a question?
Question. Who should we address concerns about the license agreement to, and who is approving that?
So you could, I mean, the license agreement is between the, as it's written, it's between the applicant and the City of Cambridge, aka the city manager. I mean, we'd be happy to take the comments and then forward them to the city solicitor, unless you have the city solicitor's email, or you can go on the city solicitor's website. But, you know, either way, whether you send them directly to the city solicitor or not, I would recommend also CCing the Flow and Conduit Commission so that we are aware that this is going on. Again, we don't have any input as to the license agreement, but if we're kept abreast, it's just easier and smoother down the line. Okay, so with that said, to clear any confusion, I called this the final amended proposed revisions. I just did that just now upstairs. so that, because I know that we have multiple versions on the thing. So if we're okay with approving this, I would say that we approve it.
Mm-hmm. Second. Yeah. Second.
Okay. And then the only changes, with your permission, of course, is that the formatting here is very bad. I'm going to fix the formatting before we close this, just so that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of the notification to abutters, I wouldn't adopt it now, but I did give you guys so that you can review and then give any impressions. I have forwarded this to the law department for review. Because what I'm proposing is that as a general policy for all pool and conduit petitions, that we adopt a policy that notification to abutters and condominiums of 20 or more, that abutter notification be made to the association if the applicant so chooses, and if so, that the notification to the condominium association is clear enough that the condo association knows that they have to notify all their tenants or owners. So a law department's just making sure that in terms of our other petitions, legally we can do this, but I just wanted you to know that we'll be properly addressing this in the future. Then we have minutes for the September 19 meeting. So I vote to approve these. And then we have minutes for the October 17 meeting. And I vote to approve these.
Comcast, 90 Jackson Street.
Actually, are there any residents here to speak on any petition? Okay, so Comcast it is. Come on up.
Good morning.
So this one was continuing to figure out whether Eversource was also going underground. Do we know?
Yeah, I think they're number 38, maybe?
40.
40.
Do you want to hear them together?
Yes, we do.
Yep. Enstar, Eversource?
Yes.
Can you come up here? Thanks.
Well, for Jackson Street.
38. You're working off the agenda that didn't have the admin stuff, so yes, yours is 38, ours is 40.
Okay.
I'll give you my agenda when I leave. All right.
The only question would be the same trench going over to the pole. She had the same trench to coordinate with both Eversource and Comcast.
We can do that.
And I believe there was some discussion of where it enters the property. And the city arborist just recommending that they stay 8 feet away from that tree. It's typically 3 feet, but they just want to preserve the tree a little bit better.
So trenching needs to be 8 feet away?
Yeah, you just coordinate it with the site developer. And a quick question for Eversource. Who owns the cabling in that conduit going across the street? Is that part of the project?
I honestly don't know. Now, my engineer was going to be here with me. I don't know if she since just walked in and can answer that question.
That's more of a clarification, because at times that the underground comes out and installs from the pole to the handhole. I'm just wondering what you're actually responsible for. In regards to the number of cables going up a pole.
Okay, just filling in, so I'll have to find that
sure.
out.
Sure, yep. But I'd, other than receiving that information.
Yeah, just typical conditions.
Okay.
Do you wanna wait to vote on the Eversource one until...
Yeah, she's just parking the car.
Is it Susan?
Yes.
Until Burlington finishes parking the car, or do you
no,
want
that's more of
a
point of information for myself and for ongoing projects. So I'd make a motion to approve both Comcast and Eversource, typical conditions.
And the additional condition that trenching be 8 feet
8 feet away from
okay.
the tree.
Second time.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And for the record, it's Anthony Bottolauer for Comcast and it's Joanne Callender?
Yes.
For Eversource. Comcast for Lambert Street, newly placed pole number 3 on Lambert, trench westerly, plus or minus 28 feet, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit to the property line of 15 Lambert.
I believe this is for the relocation of the pole that's currently in front of the entrance there.
No, so we just want 6 inches of binder when you restore your trench because that's in the paving one that's a Gore Street.
6 inches of what?
A binder.
Oh.
So 6 inches of binder and then what?
Just binder.
The whole way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's motion to approve with typical conditions and notation of the binder.
Second that.
Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Comcast 50 Rogers Street, place one new manhole over existing Comcast conduit from the new manhole trench southerly, plus or minus 40 feet, to the private property line of 50 Rogers, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit.
This is for the new building that's being constructed there.
So it is showed on the print that there's a hole right before it. Is that existing?
There is. It's might be close to 100 feet. It's just additional. I can go to that manhole, but it's additional trenching.
Isn't it the same property, though? The separation of property. So that goes to the property
adjacent. There used to be a telephone pole across the street that it fed.
Yeah.
And that pole's since gone. It's not there anymore. So that's their entry point to the building. So that's why. I mean, I can trench to that manhole. It's just additional trenching.
Keep it shorter if possible.
There'll be a second structure also.
It's nice to eliminate structures too.
Well, on this particular one, there is a second one coming up for 161 First Street that will require another manhole up on the corner. So if you want, I can trench to that manhole to eliminate.
Can you pick up the existing?
The conduit?
Yeah.
I believe there's only one conduit there and it has cables in it.
So maybe go to the existing manhole?
Yeah, it would. Depending on the paving the whole street anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're occupying that area.
Yeah. Okay, so there'd be a motion to approve by going to the existing manhole. And also a one for the city.
Conduit?
Conduit for the city.
1 4-inch?
Yeah.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And just for the record, that would be granted, but with modification that must go to the existing manhole, 1 4-inch conduit for the city, and typical condition.
Correct,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you need a revised drawing?
Yes, please.
Comcast for 400 Main Street, place new Comcast manhole over existing conduit on Carlton Street to access conduit from newly placed manhole trench westerly, 29 feet, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit to the property line of 400 Main.
Is that private? Isn't Carlton private or in that main?
I don't believe it's private.
Okay.
But you just recently installed some new main holes down there already, right?
Well, the project placed new conduits for us to replace the pole line that was there.
Yeah.
So this came in after the fact. Otherwise, it would have been coordinated with that project. So this falls in between two, in the middle of two of those manholes. Again, we could trench to one of them, but this is far.
No, that's quite a way.
It's probably 150 yeah. feet or more.
No, I
don't. So you have to install that manhole.
Yeah, so I think Jim Wilcox wanted a site meeting.
Yeah, we do want a site meeting about that.
We could potentially, I believe they ran 4-4-inch for us. We could potentially intercept one of those, bring both of them to the curb, but I would need to install a sidewalk vault, and I know they didn't want me. I asked for two sidewalk vaults before that they said no to.
Yeah.
So I don't know which is the less of two evils on that one.
Continue waiting for the site meeting?
Yeah, I think we should just meet out there with Jim Wilcox. Look at that before we move forward.
Okay. Motion to continue?
Yeah.
Comcast from 54 Market Street from pole 46623, trench southerly 31 feet. To the property line of 54 Market, installing one 4-inch PVC conduit.
Two-inch for the city on that one. It's a motion to approve a 2-inch for the city and typical conditions.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Crown Castle?
Could you please state your name for the record and spell your last name?
Mark Bonanno,
B-O-N-A-N-N-O. I'm sorry, B as in boy?
Yes.
B-O.
N as in Nancy, A-N-N-O.
Thank you.
Yep.
This is for 231 3rd Street, trench and install, one 4-inch conduit, 12 feet northwesterly in the sidewalk. From utility pole 667355 to existing Crown Castle manhole.
Those are actually your manholes? Crown
yes.
Castle's manholes?
Yes, on the private property.
On the private property?
Yeah.
What does the NEES stand for?
It used to be NEESCOM, New England Electric.
Okay.
UC Pub, New England Electric.
Yep. And that's to bring the cables that are there now into that?
Yes, to bypass the building because we're being asked to vacate 169 Bench Street.
And you'll be digging through that driveway apron?
Basically under the side. It's literally the manhole's on one side of the sidewalk and the pole's on the other, so it's one sidewalk panel.
Okay. So if you do touch the driveway, we have to make the whole driveway compliant, but
yep.
If you don't touch it, then we just have to restore the panel,
okay.
The sidewalk panel itself.
Mm-hmm.
Your recommendation.
Okay. I make a motion to approve, but you also need licensing for that pole,
right.
Which is pending, I believe.
Yes,
okay.
All submitted.
So that would be
yeah.
required also with typical conditions.
Right, and because of the time frame getting out of the building, that's why things
that's
are being sort of expedited, and you know, it's not optimal.
Yeah. Okay.
So grant to a typical conditions and proof of licensing for the pole?
Yes.
If they touch the driveway, they have to make the whole driveway compliant. If not, just the standard sidewalk restoration.
Second. in favor?
Aye.
Crown Castle for Charles Street from Sharapa to Lopez Avenue. Install 619 feet of fiber optic cable from utility pole 130-23A on Charles at Sharapa, easterly to utility pole 130-15. This is to provide service to the building at 58 Charles.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Good morning. Bob Walls, W-A-L-L-S. We're looking to grant a location to place cable in the private property conduit from pole 130/15 to the property at 58 Charles Street.
So you're not in there now?
Currently we're not in that conduit, no. But we're on the pole line, so I just, my splice case is going to pull away. I just want the grant location from the pole line conduit to the private property.
There's no excavation?
No excavation.
Just installing cable?
Correct.
In that conduit.
But doesn't your drawing show you're installing cable underneath Charles Street, proposed fiber conduit?
That conduit's existing. I'm digging on the private property once I hit the manhole into the building.
But the green doesn't have to know that you're crossing the street?
That's underground in the existing. So the yellow, on this, the conduits exist from the pole to the manhole here.
Okay, you have a gray and a green dashed line that says proposed fiber, underground fiber?
Yep. So that's in the existing conduit, and then once we're in that manhole, we're digging out of that manhole into the building.
So there's no excavation in the room, just on private property?
Correct.
Motion to approve.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Favorable conditions?
Just a utility permit. There's no excavation, so I don't think we need to go through the other route.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Crown Castle for 69 Dunster Street.
This is a continuation with a tolling agreement made. That's the same for petitions 57484, 45834, 45830, 45816, 45824, 45808. That's it for Crown Castle. Before we start Crown Castle and anyone else here on a small cell policy, either new application or told application, we did build a specific application for small cells. It will hopefully go live by tomorrow. It needs to be tested, and we just wanted to make sure that all of the changes in the policy that were adopted today were included, so if it's not live by tomorrow, it should be live by Monday. But I just wanted to put that out there. Good morning.
Good morning.
State your names for the record.
Mike Buccini, B-U-C-C-I-N-I.
Amanda Cornwall.
Joe Shannon. Okay. And I think for all of these, I'll jump right into it. I think that with the changes that were made to the policy, I think that we're compliant on two out of three problems, and I think that our shroud size is still non-compliant. And I think that, unless I'm thinking about a wrong version, that I don't think you guys made any changes to the shroud size issue or made it a volumetric risk.
We did not.
I think it was these are 40 inch tall. That is pretty consistent with what we've been deploying broadly. It volumetrically is smaller than what is in the proposal, in the policy, which limits us to 36 inches tall. And I think that we satisfy the height issue, and I think that you've made a change to the antenna, which we would also satisfy now, but I don't think we do with the shroud.
So would these apply, these conditions apply to which policy?
I mean, I would say that's a legal question. I think the applicant could argue that based on when they submitted it, the old petition would apply, but I don't know that they would want to argue that based on the size and non-compliance. So if they submit themselves to saying that they would be submitting this in terms of the new adopted one, then they could also potentially argue that the waiver provision would allow us to approve these if we thought that they would otherwise not be in compliance with the law. As I stated in our previous meeting, I think these size things are more your area of expertise, so I quite frankly defer to you on this.
Well, I think the size is so close, and it could, I mean, the waiver may call into play here because of the minimal difference in the size. These do not have fans in them?
They do not.
They do not have fans in them.
No fans. I think, and you guys know I'm here. We're here. Whenever we're talking about this, I think where we are today is incredibly positive. I think the changes that were made to the policy are great. I think the application process is something that we will be able to satisfy. I think this size issue is, I think that there's a very good reason to use a volumetric restriction rather than a specific dimensional restriction, because it gives all of the carriers more ability to deploy the proper technology at the right time rather than, forced to buy a specific shroud or create a specific shroud. So volume gives us a little more wiggle room without you guys losing control over the real issue, which is aggregate size rather than specific height and width.
I would say to the ones that, so my inclination at this point, I think the waiver provision that was inserted was obviously inserted by lawyers, mm-hmm. And it has very specific language in it. I would not want to exercise that until I get very clear direction from the lawyers that inserted it, what was meant by it. But that would be my inclination as to those petitions, but of course we'd also have to get into a tolling agreement with the applicant or deny based on them not being compliant. I would rather not deny and see if what's being presented to us is something where we could apply this provision if the commission were so inclined. If the commission is not inclined to do so, then I would just deny them at this point for failure to comply with the policy.
We should investigate the waiver.
Would you enter into a further tolling agreement on those? I mean...
Yeah. We will. We'll also look at whether we can comply with the 36-inch tall shroud, because depending on what we find, there might be an effective prohibition problem if we can't deploy with the smaller shroud, and that's something that we have to look at also. I do think that that was a piece that I thought was important that could have been reconsidered well, and I think that you guys did a great job kind of fixing all the other issues and making it so that it's really easy to do, and this one was overlooked, I think.
Okay. Well, in regards to the first petition, I still believe this is a private way.
It is. I'm sorry. I meant to email you on that, and it is on Harvard, so they have taken...
So that's 57484 at 69 Dunster?
That's correct. So okay. It is a private way, and Harvard has taken ownership.
It's
of
actually
that.
On South Street, not on Dunster.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
So this one should be denied for that reason, certainly.
Correct. So motion to deny.
Okay, so denied. Let's move because we have no.
Correct.
Jurisdiction.
So do you pull the remainder?
Steve, can you pass me the policy? The very first document over there. Oh. Or if you just pass me a version of it, I just
I gave you mine, my only person.
Sure.
So are we doing a tolling agreement on all the other ones? Okay. And I think Mr. Shannon very well pointed it out here today, and I'm only saying it because I need to leave, unfortunately, this meeting now, but I wouldn't apply this waiver until, again, we get some clear guidance on it. But also, I think the applicant also has to show us that we should exercise it, because otherwise there would be a prohibition of the services as required by law. But I would just sort of put that out there before I leave you all. So tolling agreement, did you bring down tolling agreements? So if you can do those and leave them, that would be great. And then I apologize, but I will be leaving. If there is an issue and you need a quorum, I'm upstairs. I'm just trying to deal with a fire. Thank you. Crown Castle? I'm sorry, just one more announcement.
Sure.
Because we had discussed this in our last meeting, the 6409A application.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see it when the new small cell application deploys. One of the first few questions is this a 6409? And there's a subset of questions. Once you answer those, if it does fall into 6409, you won't have to answer anything else. And the commission will approve those administratively, meaning you won't have to appear at the hearing unless we deem otherwise, and then we'll let people know.
Just,
all right.
Now,
okay. Thank you. Extenet. For 69 First Street, to install a small cell wireless facility on a replacement single pendant style light pole of approximately the same height.
It's my understanding that these have all been told.
Yes, they have. I believe they're all coming back. Yeah.
So, not sure why they're on the agenda if they've been told.
I don't know.
I don't have any information about that.
They were told from a previous hearing. Is the tolling agreement up or?
No.
Or do you want it to be extended?
Well, the tolling agreement provided that hearing would be in approximately 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
The tolling agreement was signed last week, so.
Okay.
Right. We do have additional applications that were filed for on October 12th, that we have requested tolling agreements. When the chair signed the tolling agreement, she crossed those out. We would also like to toll those applications so they don't come up for hearing. It's my understanding, and I may be totally wrong on this, that the policy is you wait for it to come up for hearing and then toll it, which unfortunately, A, requires us to notice people for it, and B, is an absolute waste to members of the public who want to come out and talk on that, because then they come out here, waste a morning, and find out the discussion's been told. So we would like to have those told, if possible, as well. I do have a tolling agreement that matches the form of the city's tolling agreement for those additional sites. I don't know who I should give it to, but...
If it's not here, it'd be upstairs with Dana, wouldn't it? The tolling agreement?
I have told him.
No, I have.
He said
you
had.
Because I recalled in all the information.
Uh-huh.
You have it for all of them?
For the ones that she crossed out already.
Okay. So
we have signed tolling agreements for the ones that appear on today's agenda.
Uh-huh.
We also have.
So is this?
So these shouldn't show up on the 16 agenda.
16 through 36?
Right. We also requested in the same tolling agreement. Thank you. We also requested an additional, 15 or 20. Not that many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And upon signing it, Chairperson Farrar crossed it out. We would like to request tolling for that as well. I do have a form tolling agreement that's basically same as the city's, but extends it out to not less than 90 days for the hearing. with chairperson upstairs. Who should I give this to for consideration? I've signed it, and you can return a copy to me either by mail or scanned, however you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you should not have been on the agenda.
And Star for 82 Mount Auburn.
Hello again. Hello. Susan Barroso, B-A-R-R-O-S-O.
Continued from last month in regards to 82 Mount Auburn Street. I did receive an email from John Doyle. Regarding the size of the service, and that it was, but they did need
the 800.
Additional conduit.
Yes.
But the address really is 45 Dunster, isn't it?
I believe it's on.
It's on the corner.
It's on the corner of.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new restaurant.
Dig In.
James Rafferty on behalf of Dig In.
So, we've spoken curb to curb, no one overlay. To the street.
Excuse me, the street is under construction presently, Dunster Street.
Dunster and Mount Auburn should pay twice in the last 5 years.
I think if you go out there today, it's open.
I was just out there this morning.
I believe the excavation is going through the raised crosswalk and into Mount Auburn Street. It doesn't really, it only hits the corner of Dunster and then extends into Mount Auburn.
So is this planned? Correct.
Can you please keep the conversation down on the back? It really carries up here.
No, this plan is not correct.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is the plan that was submitted to the pole and conduit.
And we have the electrical contractor and the architect.
And it shows it going across and out into the second manhole.
So the bike plan.
It's a copy for you here, sir.
It's a copy here.
I'm sorry. Do we need to get clarification on this?
Yeah.
Can you come forward?
Yeah. For the record, I'm the Keith Betancourt, BK Architects, or the architect of record on the project. We're tearing up the street to put water service to this building as well. So it'll be about, give or take, 10, 15 feet, maybe 20 feet away from where this conduit needs to go. So the street will be demoed. I think it's like Monday or Tuesday next week.
Okay.
So they're going to be repaved.
So we can package the whole mill overlay?
That'd be great, yep.
It just has to get done. It doesn't matter who does it, but, you need to do it.
Yeah, we'll be doing it. Yeah, either way, we'll be doing it.
So that'll include Mount Auburn Street in that section?
So where are your water and sewer coming off of?
They're coming right off of on Dunster here.
Okay.
Coming to the building right at the side. All the utilities are coming in there. We had gas come in there as well, so they had a trench.
We can meet out there and talk about limits.
Okay.
So the motion to approve with typical conditions in coordination with public works.
Yep.
Okay. Second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NSTAR for 85 First Street.
No, that's all. The sign is off. That's what we want, because Nicole kept her own. We'll keep her notes on the petition, but you just want it signed off. So.
Mm-hmm. It should be in order.
Yeah, but we skipped
a whole bunch.
that was 30.
Slide all of the
36.
Everything over. Extinets and ground castles. Two Mount Auburn.
Yeah. This is for 36, I think. 36.
Good.
Good? So for 85 First Street, it got continued last month because the test pits that we needed to do.
Yeah.
Conduit Division went into the test pits, they can fit it on the other side of the street. And a new petition was submitted, so the manhole will be on the 22 Early Street side, in front of 22.
So it'll be on the construction side?
Yes.
Where they're actually putting the building on?
Yes.
I uploaded the new plan online, but if you don't have it, I have a copy here.
Oh, okay. Did you submit it online?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Uploaded,
I just have the continuation, so I don't have the.
Do you
okay.
have copies? Do you want the next one?
Yeah, sure. We're
gonna go with a smaller manhole too. So we're gonna go with a 6x10x8.
Is that in the sidewalk or in the street?
Sidewalk.
It'll
yeah.
be in the sidewalk.
Yes.
Motion to approve. Typical conditions.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
N-Star 4054 Market Street.
This was another one that was also continued. Mm-hmm. A question about the antenna on that pole. We had someone looked it up and said it's okay. The antenna is below the secondaries.
Okay. There's also a stub, an old stub at the base of that pole. It needs to be removed before you put any risers.
Okay.
Looks like an old stub from the previous transfer.
Okay.
Motion to approve with typical conditions.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
N-Star for Jackson Street.
We did that one.
Yeah, we heard that one with Comcast
right.
earlier.
Sorry. Okay. 750 Main Street.
This was part of the big project that we got approved last month, but
right.
this little section, we didn't put it in on time, so just to approve
the
section.
Is that why? Because I was confused why it wasn't on the original one.
Yeah, we just, the survey people didn't get to it on time, so it's just a little section going for the permanent service, future permanence.
Good.
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any typical conditions on that, or it's within the construction? Or
for typical conditions,
yeah.
It's within.
Okay.
Yeah. With the other one.
Yeah.
Typical conditions. Yeah.
N-Star for 55-59-63 Union.
And new service to family house.
That primary.
Yes, so primary will go into a 50 kVA transformer, single phase.
Where's the transformer going?
In the back of the...
It is going in back, it's not going on the sidewalk?
No.
Up in the back of the sidewalk, so it'll be hidden in the back?
In between the buildings.
Okay. Yeah. Is that pole being changed out?
It doesn't call for it?
Okay, if it does, then the double pole needs to be gone before any rises are put on it.
The third pole, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's not called in here, so I'm not sure. We can
have
to check it.
Yeah, I took a look. It looked in rather not great shape, and it might have been marked by Verizon. I think that might be Verizon's set area. Okay. But regardless, if it becomes a double pole because of this job, that double pole needs to go away before the riser goes up.
Are you going through the driveway on this property?
I think it's a driveway, yes.
Yeah, so you have to make the whole driveway compliant. You just can't fix the panel.
So motion to approve with typical conditions,
yep.
Along with the driveway.
Compliant driveway.
Compliant driveway.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, the driveway is private, right?
No, it's the city sidewalk. Well, it's a city driveway.
If the sidewalk is the driveway, then it needs to be compliant to take up any portion of it.
Okay.
Vincent
Street.
Okay.
You
want
to
bring service. No issues here.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Same with this one. The pole looked in good shape. I don't think so, but as a standing rule, if you're going to be putting double poles, before any rises can go up the new poles, the old poles got to go.
So. Okay, thank you.
JFK Street.
New commercial fence?
Yeah, so this is for the new, we're going to take all the service to that triangle shaped building and a new service. A new SE is going to go in to be the whole.
You're going to put a station in there?
Yes.
So we need to meet on site before this even happens. X-ray test pits and you need an A&M permit for that work. So I would say to continue this.
So the motion to continue for site meeting with DPW?
Yeah, schedule test pits and you need 8M permit. I don't know if you uploaded that. MWA 8M permit.
No.
On the motion.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
North Point at Museum Way.
Underground service for the new PAMA transformer.
So this was a suit. Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm Robin Fudge. I represent the owner, DCR.
Wait, Matt.
And I'm Natalie Assens. I represent Commodore Builders. I'm the contractor for DCAM and DCR.
I'm sorry, can you say your name again?
Natalie Assens, A-S-S-E-N-S, from Commodore.
And I'll spell my name from DCR, Robin Fetch. It's P-F-E-T-S-C-H.
My knowledge, I don't think we've had a site visit out there to talk about corridor with the city.
I'm not sure. I know a section of Education Way to the pad was approved a while ago, but now when we came to install cable, North Point Boulevard, we didn't have spares, and that's the portion that we are, but I'm not sure about the meeting, if it was a meeting or not.
Yeah.
So are you building this on top of the existing duct bank?
Yes.
Oh, so you have a corridor already?
Yes. It's in between existing manholes, just adding.
Yes.
Adding six. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a fairly new duct bank too.
Yeah. Going on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Top or side? I'm not sure. When they dig up.
But you're increasing the size of it more than anything. You're not going to.
Correct.
Put no. A separate
Correct.
Duct bank.
Correct.
4 feet away.
No.
And what's the size of the new duct bank?
5 inch, 6 5 inch.
Okay, because you have a sewer. Right, adjacent to you. Can you go on top of yours?
They can do, they can check it. We can just say yes, we're going to do it, and if they can't do it, maybe they can, we can come back and...
Yes, rather that.
Okay. And paving, I'll mitigate that through site meetings?
Site meeting, we'll talk about paving.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve with typical conditions in the site meeting to verify the route and preferably to be on top of the existing if you have the depth, I guess.
Okay. Right.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
1465 Mass.
Oh, that's a street light antenna.
Is this for a small cell?
Extinct, yeah.
So how do we handle this? I'd make a motion to continue it until we got other, I don't know if we have an application, I have to double check, but it'd be good to keep it on.
One application?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on one application?
Well, at least heard at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just make a motion to continue.
Okay.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That's all I've got.
Unless there's anything else, motion to adjourn.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sounds
aye.
Good.
Do you have the policy?
I don't have
it.
The latest, did you just look at the latest?
Yeah.
I mean, from yesterday, I think. I didn't know that yesterday.
And the sections that you said were removed are still in there.
I do have it, and I printed it off late yesterday. Yeah.
So, did she remove the abutters, right?
In regards to the condominiums.
Right.
Do you have that on your copy?
It's still on there. Right. I went upstairs and looked online.
Oh, no kidding. I have it. I actually have a...
Unless you got an internal email, which may be different.
No, I actually went to the link, believe it or not.
Sorry, I missed the meeting. What happened to 78 Spring Street? Can't talk now? All right, I understand.
It was... That was told.
That was told.
It was told. It was told.
Meaning?
Told. It's like a continuation.
Been there forever. I live at 78 Spring, the owner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll try to be back. I just rushed over here. All right, well, I'm glad that wasn't approved or something. Doesn't mean, thank you.
All right, thank you.